A good firm yank.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On The Little Ticket.
Jets Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. We've got some pretty good ones this week. It's Norm again. This time he's stepping into a bear trap. He's talking to Jean-Jacques. And they are looking back and reminiscing at old Super Bowls that they've been to together, including the one in Atlanta. Well, Jean-Jacques brought up something from his personal life. Norm followed up on it, not realizing the status of Jean-Jacques' marriage.
Uh-oh. Do you remember the Super Bowl in Atlanta? Were you in Atlanta that week?
Dude, that was the worst Super Bowl of all time. The rooms were crappy. The city was cold and unprepared. I even had a big argument with my wife at the time on that trip.
When people,
and trust me, that was my fault, not hers, I'm sure. Because she's wonderful, and I've grown to mature over time.
Is she sitting next to you?
My ex-wife?
Oh.
No. No. But she's a wonderful person, and like I said, I've grown to mature.
Oh, that's awkward.
Sitting right next to you there? My ex-wife?
Oh.
Jean-Jacques joined us now.
Norman Elizabeth Hitchcock.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go ahead and get tense one more time. What the heck?
Do you remember the Super Bowl in Atlanta? Were you in Atlanta that week?
Dude, that was the worst Super Bowl of all time. The rooms were crappy. The city was cold and unprepared. I even had a big argument with my wife at the time on that trip.
When people,
trust me, that was my fault, not hers, I'm sure. Because she's wonderful, and I've grown to mature over time.
Is she sitting next to you?
My ex-wife?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. But she's a wonderful person, and like I said, I've grown to mature.
Hey, great pal.
We need to isolate. Oh.
We need to add and then we need to add more dramatic pause there. Pick up the laughter.
All right, there's Norm with a bear trap and an e-brake candidacy. From the Hardline, it's Corby Davidson up once again. He always accuses Mike of having a Kardashian fascination, and he went back to the moment that he first met Mike, and unfortunately Corby used a word that he can't say on radio. He forgets that from time to time.
Man, we had a big first day together. I don't know if you remember, but there's a lot of things that happened, went back and forth.
I'll bet it did. Why don't you refresh me on a little of that, see if I remember it.
You're a fountain of information. Well, you alerted me to the sudden rising of the Hilton family and how their two daughters will someday be an obsession of yours.
Did not.
You said there was...
Did not.
You said during the OJ trial, because that was right when I met you, that lawyer that they had is raising some pretty hot...
Oh my
I don't
God.
Think I can say that.
No, you can't. Wow.
I'm users.
It's a rather salty comment. What is beef? But no, I didn't say that.
What'd he say? Well,
it rhymes with hatch.
Oh.
Oh. Gotcha.
There was a movie called that.
Yeah.
Why can't you say that?
Yeah, but it was about someone being abducted or something, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't about that.
Wasn't
about purse snatching?
May have been. Meat purse.
Corby, up for an e-brake. And our next candidate comes to us from the NFL Network. That's where Joe Theismann is employed now. And they were sizing up the matchups for the weekend. And Joe was giving his thoughts on the Jets and Patriots game, including what the Jets were going to do with Danny Woodhead. Mm. Unfortunately, he didn't call him that.
You could do what you want with your corners against New England, but you still have Gronkowski and Hernandez to deal with at the tight end position. And don't forget Danny Woodcock out of the backfield. Danny
Woodcock. One of those is Dion that's laughing. This goes for 40 seconds.
I knew I was going to do it.
I can't believe
that's ridiculous.
That's on the NFL Network.
Yeah, that's Dion, Steve Mariucci, and Mike Mayock.
And Dion's on the floor. He is literally on the floor.
I can't believe they fell out like that.
If Irv Cross had said that, would Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek, and Phyllis George react that way?
Wow, that's crazy.
And was it 40 seconds funny?
No. But we like the laugh, and we'll isolate that for a joke reactor without question.
It sounds like someone's playing the cowbell.
And why are they reacting as if Mike Snyder just told Jane he loved her?
It does sound really similar. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Norm, or Joe Theismann at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Hi, you guys know who John Cruise is?
Yes.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Swamp Donkey's Meat Purse. Nope.
Don't start trying to get that last term in usage.
No, we'll take it as a
corporate
vote, though, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm on for Cormie.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Oh, that bad. Laughing guy?
Yeah, I guess that's a Theismann vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the double hooded Bob Sturm.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
George Dunham's dilapidated fart box.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I don't know, man. I think voting is super gay.
Oh, that was Jake.
He thought voting was super gay.
Oh, he's voting.
He called in to report that he wasn't
going
to vote.
Well, should we just call it off or keep going? If it's super gay, I don't know if I want to keep going.
Yeah, maybe we should abandon it.
Jake knows best.
All right, let's try some more. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, last night I went home with a really hot pizza.
Okay.
Keep himself.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote on behalf of Eli Harris and vote for Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George's butt.
Not up, sir. Not up. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, yes. Is a phone reason?
Huh? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon's coach, Meat Purse.
God, I just said it. It's that brand? It's a very nice brand you have of that.
Why did you say that?
I don't have a coach meat purse.
So
you can't say it without laughing.
Such a kid. And we have a winner, by the way, if that's Corby vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a winner. Corby has won the emergency break of the week.
Man, we had a big first day together. I don't know if you remember, but there's a lot of things
that
happened.
I'll bet it did. I'll bet it did. Why don't you refresh me on a little of that, see if I remember it.
You're a fountain of information. Well, you alerted me to the sudden rising of the Hilton family and how their two daughters will someday be an obsession of yours.
Did not.
You said there was...
Did not.
You said during the OJ trial, because that was right when I met you, that lawyer that they had is raising some pretty hot...
Oh my
I don't
God.
Think I can say that.
No, you can't.
Wow.
I'm users.
It's a rather salty comment. What is beef? But no, I didn't say that.
How many is that for Corby?
Corby holds sixth place with his 22nd win. He's 21 ahead of the Violent P1.
Okay.
Yeah. The Violent P1. I don't remember that one.
Someone who took on Norm at some point or something. All right, it's 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310. The